He's like my best friend.
Hey, boom, boom, Big Ben! Boom, 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 boom. Come on, Big Ben! Benny, there yeah, we Benny. Go.
Ben has decided to just take over. I mean, it's just talk about a guy. I mean, it's a big game here, kid.
Yeah, you just woke him up.
That's my fault. He heard his name. You can go back to sleep.
Not for social media, not for his fame. What he did for me to have him with me on my plane. I just told you how many times I'm in a plane. Have him in my hotel room when I'm going over my notes. I take him down to the production meetings with Al Michaels. He's almost become part of the team, really, because yeah. If he's not there, people don't know what to do. But he's been such a breath of fresh air for my mindset. And I can't believe I've done all these years without him.
Oh, man. Good song choice here. Kirk Herbstreit sharing the news his dog Ben died.
Sad.
Had just kind of come to know about the dog with him in the broadcast booth, and you know, let's hear it for dogs.
Absolutely.
That's all. Let's hear it for dogs.
Shout out dogs.
Dogs are real ones.
Yep. Just always happy.
Well, you know, thinking about Herbstreit there, he's got it. I mean, he had
his dog. Ben was in the booth with him earlier in the year.
Yeah. And it makes sense if you think about like the lifestyle he lives. Who travels and works as much as Herbstreit does and has the ability to do that? Yeah. Like he's going to
wherever the Thursday night game is, and then he's leaving there
college football
to go to wherever college game day is at,
and then he's going
like
to yeah, like it's just so he's all over the place, and he had the dog, the extended family with him, so.
So, like, this week he was in, where was the game, Baltimore?
Yes.
And then he's got to go to College Game Day, which this week is in Baton Rouge. I mean, it doesn't have to go cross-country, I guess, this time, but tough one.
Yep. Quick note on Baton Rouge, it was LSU.
Yeah.
Who do they play? I saw a note about Les Miles, former LSU coach.
Alabama, I think, this week.
Okay.
LSU, Alabama.
Former LSU coach Les Miles, who won a national championship with them, I believe.
Yeah.
Told Ja'Marr Chase he couldn't play receiver.
Amazing. Amazing.
You're more of a... He said he was a corner. You can't play receiver.
Unbelievable.
How'd that go? Turns out he can play receiver. He had himself a nice night.
And he's also is he top five? He's top five, right?
What?
Chase, best receiver in the league?
He's top two.
Top two?
Yep.
Him and Jefferson?
Yeah.
The teammates from LSU?
He's top two. Who's got the next closest claimed
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown.
I would put AJ Brown in the top.
Neighbors might get there by next year.
Yeah.
LSU.
Neighbors, I saw, this is a fantasy point, but if you were doing a dynasty redraft today, Neighbors would be the first overall pick.
Yeah?
Yeah. Sound right?
Maybe. He's young. I mean, he's the
Over Harrison.
He's the youngest. He's definitely over Harrison.
He's 5 years younger than Jefferson. 4 years younger than Jefferson.
Yep. And he hasn't had a quarterback yet, really, and he's still doing it.
Receivers go longer than running back, so him over Bijan.
Yep.
Yeah.
803-0550 if you want to jump in with us. It is it's that time for the Super Great American Football Friday Frenzy.
Guys, wait till you hear what our weekend gets kicked off with, football game-wise.
What?
Wait till you hear the game.
What?
Let's do the football frenzy. It's the first game we'll get to. It's the 9:30 London game.
Oh, I forgot about the London game this week.
Oh, it was Germany.
Yes, Munich. A Munich game coming up. All right, football.
Super, super, great, American football Friday frenzy.
All right, so you're going to wake up on Sunday.
I'm into this game.
This game.
There's no reason not to be.
You're going
to
wake up. Everyone's going to wake up on Sunday like, oh, I think there's a Europe game this week. Let me wake up. Let me sit down, turn on the TV so that we can watch Panthers-Giants. How could you possibly be into this game?
Malik Nabers, one.
Okay,
two.
He's great. Yeah.
Two. Bryce Young had a decent game in his last outing.
He was fine.
Decent game. He had a pick that wasn't his fault.
He had 170 yards.
A decent game.
He has, okay, yeah, I'm looking. He's been better since he returned. He's still not been good, but he's been better. Yeah, that's a big spread, too.
What is the spread?
6.5.
Giants by 6.5?
Yeah. Man. Giants by 6.5.
That's living dangerously.
I wonder if they would have benched Jones already if they weren't going overseas and had a shorter week because of it. Like, maybe this is Jones' last start.
Turn into Drew Lock.
If he's bad, yeah, maybe Drew Lock starts their next game.
His last game, Daniel Jones had a 77% completion percentage and 2 touchdowns and no picks.
Mm-hmm. Still, it always feels like they're just on the verge.
Yep.
I feel like from now on, he's a bad start away from getting benched.
Well, what the Giants should do...
It's been 6 years.
They should go as far to the bottom as possible.
Yeah, that's
right. All these two-win teams...
They should want a quarterback.
The quarterbacks that will be coming out this year...
They're not going young, though, are they?
You think they would try and go get someone?
I think they're trying... They're built to win. Somewhat. They're built to win. And if they keep the coach and GM around, which I think they're going to, are those guys going to want to rebuild with another young guy? Aren't they going to want ready-made, proven, right in the door, right now, let's win?
Well, who's the best available that isn't that?
Darnold. Or they could trade for somebody. They could trade for Stafford in the offseason if the Rams want to do that.
The Vikings have
Is Atlanta that's never going to play Penix? Like, are they going to trade Cousins at some point?
The Vikings have a very interesting decision. If Darnold continues to do well and takes them far, do they just say, thanks for that year? Here's J.J. McCarthy?
I don't know that Darnold will give them a choice. Is Darnold... Well, maybe. Because the coach is really good. But is Darnold going to want to sign with them over another team that doesn't have a first-round rookie quarterback on the bench at all times? Because you are... You're playing with that heat under your butt the whole time. If you read up in Minnesota, I got J.J. McCarthy lurking over my shoulder the whole time I'm there. Or if I sign with the Giants, I don't got anything behind me. Probably. Yeah, I don't know how many quarterbacks will be available. You're right. But, like, Darnold would be the one, I guess.
I always like an early game, though. I don't care if it's a bad game. Give me that early game, 9:30.
Set those fantasy lineups.
Yeah. All right, other early games. I mean, the game of the day? Pittsburgh, Washington.
It's great.
We don't get that game. It's up against Bills, Colts.
Yeah.
Of course, if you have, like, you know, Red Zone Channel, whatever. But Pittsburgh, Washington is legit.
Yep.
What a game. The Steelers, I mentioned, they have 2 losses, and you would wonder if Russell Wilson played them, if they would have lost to the Cowboys and the Colts.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
The Commanders, by the way, they had been rumored for Ayuk in the summer, right? And then they'd been talked about for a trade at receiver. They didn't do anything, right? They didn't. Actually, they subtracted. They traded Jahan Dotson away before the season started. They've kind of fallen into a nice little number two receiver there, Noah Brown.
Yeah.
He caught the Hail Mary, so that inflates his numbers a little bit. But he was good in Houston last year. And, like, every week now, he's, like, last week it was 5 for 60, before that 3 for 73, 4 for 58, like... Noah Brown has been like a nice number two receiver for them. And he was a waiver claim at the beginning of the year.
Other games in the 1 o'clock window.
There's another, the Kansas City one is really good, right?
Yep, that's Chiefs Broncos, 2 teams with winning records.
That'll be running at the same time as the Bills game.
We get Andrew.
Chiefs -7.5.
Andrew Catalan, Tiki Barber, and Jason McCourty on this call of this game for Bills and Colts.
Okay.
CBS, let's do Fox early games instead. San Francisco at Tampa. Potentially Christian McCaffrey's return.
Yeah.
McCaffrey...
Shanahan said he will play, but it's up in the air how much he'll play.
Yeah. McCaffrey... Boy. He's a gamble. Right now, I'm in a league where he just got traded to a team that's going to try and get something done here. And I do think it is a gamble to go for McCaffrey. Like, I've got Jordan Mason in some leagues, and I'm not afraid of that. If McCaffrey's... tweaks an ankle or a calf. Like,
you should hang on to Mason.
Absolutely. I think Jordan Mason is an insurance policy that you should... I mean, geez, if you have a guy that's willing to trade Jordan Mason, I would try and get that. Like, that's the best handcuff still.
Right.
And they're scheduled on the stretch. Tampa's a good opponent here. The Bucs give up everything. So,
yep.
I would anticipate the Niners doing fine in this game. Niners at Tampa Bay. Atlanta, New Orleans. Boy, the Saints. Listen... No Marshawn Lattimore?
Yeah.
Get Atlanta to the moon. The division has no good defenses.
Yep.
And it has Atlanta with a pretty good offense.
Could be a big Mooney game, right? Because Lattimore usually is on the outside.
Yep. So
Atlanta is going to cruise to that division now.
Yes.
Right?
What's the story on Drake London? He had a hip injury, but I think he is going to play.
Yeah, he's supposed to play.
Keep an eye on that. Minnesota, Jacksonville with no Trevor Lawrence?
Mac Jones getting
his face blitzed off by Brian Flores.
Yeah, and they still have their receivers injured other than Brian Thomas, right?
Yeah.
The other guys are out still. Well, Kirk will be out for the year.
New England, Chicago. This isn't quite as hyped up as the Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels Bowl, but it's Drake May and Caleb Williams.
I feel like New England could win this game. Chicago looks bad, don't they?
They should fire their coach.
They really should. It's kind of, it was always incredible they brought him back this year.
I saw, is it Danny Parkins who's on FS1 now? The guy from Chicago? Anyway, he laid out that the last, now, three times the Bears have drafted a quarterback. They draft Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? Fire the coach after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
They draft Justin Fields. What do?
They fire,
the coach after 1 year.
They're going to do the same
now
thing.
Now they have Caleb Williams.
They're going to do the same thing.
Fire the coach after 1 year. The worst, actually, the funny part is the worst lesson would be we can't do that because that didn't work. And they would just keep a bad coach for a second year. Man. Eberflus should not be touching Caleb Williams. Like that offense.
No,
that offense should go to whatever Ben Johnson or whoever wants.
Well, did you hear Schefter on Ben Johnson yesterday?
That he'll be selective,
super selective. And they asked him about Chicago, and Schefter said, "Like I don't know that he's going to want. He might see that organization as completely dysfunctional. I don't want to go there. So maybe, but Schefter kind of laid out yesterday. I feel like, and he would know." That he basically laid out, like, I don't think Ben Johnson's going to Chicago.
Can I
would go work for that organization.
Can I give you you let me know if this organization is good or not, but I'm going to give you a nightmare scenario.
Okay.
New England.
For Ben Johnson?
Yeah. Mayo, they're 2-7. I know they're a young quarterback rebuild. But what if they get to 4-13.
I don't think there's. I hear you. I don't think there's a record that would get him fired.
Okay.
Remember, he was going to go get promotions on other teams as like defensive coordinator, and Kraft paid him like a coordinator as a positional coach because he didn't want him to leave the building.
Right. Because he was always going to be the heir apparent to Belichick.
He was always the guy. And they're not only doing 1 year.
Okay. Well, let's look at the other teams at the bottom.
Jets could get him.
Where does Ben Johnson want to go?
Couldn't. Ben Johnson's not going to the Jets.
Does he want to go to Jacksonville? Trevor Lawrence.
I don't think so.
You don't want to go to New Orleans.
You definitely don't want to
go to
New Orleans.
You don't want Carolina.
You don't want the Jets.
You don't want Carolina. You don't want Cleveland.
You don't want Cleveland.
I'm just picking the two win teams here.
These are all bad.
Do you want Vegas?
You could hand pick your guy, I guess, there.
Right. You'd have to.
Maybe Vegas.
We'd have to be closer to the draft order. Vegas, the Giants, the Dolphins, the Titans. These are all the teams with two wins. 9-2 win teams.
No, these all stink. I think of all those jobs, I might want the Jacksonville job.
I think I'd want the New England job.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in Josh Allen's division.
What about Dallas?
I got Drake May, and I think he's good. Dallas, does he want an old quarterback?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a lot on Ben Johnson.
But being the Cowboys coach might come with a certain allure. But yeah.
Or it might come with a certain stink. But you don't want that.
Or that.
Tennessee and the Chargers is one of the late games.
Chargers, you know, let's see if they can keep cruising here. I know it's a bad team, but if they don't stumble, they're going to the playoffs.
Yes.
I think easily.
Yes.
And I think they're going to be a tough out. I think they're good. I feel like, though, for them to be taken seriously as like a Super Bowl team, they're going to have to show another gear throwing the football. They're starting to a little bit, but they're not. We haven't seen yet the, wow, did you see what Justin Herbert did today game? Like, I feel like I'd like to see one of those before I'm like, okay, this could be more than just, like, get in the playoffs and then lose to one of the top teams.
They've become pass-heavy.
In the last, like, 3 weeks.
Yeah. And Greg Roman said it's because he was hurt. You want to kind of give you Justin Herbert's last four games?
Sure.
237 and a touchdown, 349, touchdowns. 279, two touchdowns, 282, two touchdowns.
These are good. These are all really good.
Quarterback rating. Here are his quarterback ratings the entire year. 92, 100, 105, 91, 92, 97, 111, 125. He's having a very good year.
It's a very good year.
It's the best he's ever looked. And I think they're starting to dial up how much they lean on him. That's a team that could use another receiver. So anyway, the big game of the week that gets the most eyes.
4 o'clock window?
Yep. It is the Eagles and Cowboys. Nance and Romo on a Cowboys game. Meanwhile, Brady
doesn't have Dak Prescott in it.
Yeah.
Cooper Rush
and the Eagles.
Jeez, they're going to get smoked, aren't they?
They will probably get smoked.
I mean, Sirianni tries to give games away.
So,
but
like, the late window Bills fans, you know, go do some rake. Do something else. It's Cooper Rush against the Eagles.
I was really hoping we get some Trey Lance a little bit.
There are only three games. in the late window.
There's another.
There's one more. Jets Cardinals.
Okay, I'll be watching that game.
Me too.
Cardinals Jets. Cardinals can bury the Jets.
It's in Arizona.
Yeah, bury them. Then, Arizona too. They're an underdog at home. Are they gonna? Are they good?
Arizona.
Yeah. Are they good?
No.
They're in first place in their division at the time. For the time being, I mean, Kyler's good. They run the ball pretty well. I don't know much about how good they are defensively. Remember what they were in week one. All right, though. I mean, underdog against the Jets. You shouldn't be that good if you're an underdog. At home against the Jets.
Sunday night game.
Sunday night game's great.
Yes. Lions at Texans.
Yep. The Texans are wearing their all reds. I really wish the Lions would wear their all blues. Soccer would do that.
And then the Monday night football game.
By the way, Nico Collins is expected to return Sunday night. But that's one of those for fantasy. Like, have a guy that plays Sunday or Monday ready. Because it's not assured that Collins is playing. You won't find out till 6:30 on Sunday. So, like, have someone ready to be put in your lineup if Collins doesn't play.
No digs for them for the year. Like, to lose Diggs and Collins and kind of survive it, they're 6-3, getting Collins back.
Right.
Like, Houston might be ready to push a little bit forward. And then the Monday night game is Dolphins at Rams, which I don't think is a bad game at all. 2-6 versus 4-4. But
another opportunity to bury the Dolphins.
Well, it's an opportunity to get lots of points. I would anticipate a lot of points in that game.
The over-under is 50.5 for that game. That is tied for the biggest over-under, other than what last night's was. Last night's game was the biggest over-under of the year going into it. And then it cashed.
That's your Super Great American Football Friday frenzy.
All right, pretty good weekend, I would say, other than the 4 o'clock window.
Yeah, that's the weakest window. 9:30 has a window, which I'm always happy about.
We really couldn't have had, like, this would have been the time to put Chiefs Broncos in the 4 o'clock window. What's it doing at 1?
I know.
Why did we put the Chiefs at 1 o'clock? Jerry Jones probably is the answer.
You just want to watch Bo Nix, don't you?
No, I want to watch the Chiefs lose. Well, I want to. It's the same thing. I want to get sucked into thinking the Chiefs are going to lose and then have the same result happen every time.
803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. All right.
Do you remember anything about the last time the Bills were in Colts other than they scored 5 points?
The last time they played in Indy? I
mean, anything about that game?
Derek Anderson's their quarterback?
Derek Anderson's the quarterback.
Other than that, no.
Okay. Me neither. Marcus Murphy was their leading rusher on the day.
The Bills?
Yeah. Marcus Murphy. If anybody remembers that name. Andrew Luck was still the Colts quarterback. They've been through, what, 5 quarterbacks since then?
Yeah.
How'd it go? It went Luck to Brissett.
Yeah,
because he retired in the middle of a preseason game.
To Rivers, to Ryan, to Wentz.
I think Wentz was first.
Okay.
Went Rivers to Wentz.
And then Ryan.
I think Brissett got back in the middle somewhere.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett is always playing a game in the NFL somewhere. He has to start a game every week somewhere.
You don't know where it's going to be, but he's going to be starting somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, they've been through... Is that the owner? How were they so quick to get back to Flacco? You've already done this 9 times. Let's just put the old veteran in there and see how that goes. You've been doing this for 8 seasons.
Yeah.
Since Luck retired, you've been doing it. I mean, I get like when Luck retires, it's on a left field. What are you supposed to do? All right, let's do this. But man, when did he retire? 2017? 2019, beginning of the 2019 season. It's actually not as long ago as I thought. You've had a lot of time. You've had a lot of time. And to quit on Richardson after 10 games still is a little mind-blowing.
Noah in Maine is up. Hey, Noah, good morning.
Hey, fellas. Just wanted to circle back. I loved your talk earlier on the ability of the Bills to win in a shootout. I think, like a lot of Bills fans, after the game in Miami for a few days, kind of wrestling with how bad the run defense was and if that's something that would cost them in the playoffs. Weirdly enough, last night watching the game, kind of reality smashed me in the head a little. And weirdly enough, I think I've moved to a bit more of an optimistic place. And that reality being, look, these other offenses in the AFC, and especially if you make it to the Super Bowl, are just so good. And the ability to outscore the opponent is just such a treasured thing in the NFL. And I think just the way this Bills roster is built, and obviously with Josh Allen, their likelihood and propensity to put up 30 points, 35 points, which I think is going to be needed pretty much every playoff game down the stretch, in a sense, is way more likely than them winning on good defense. So in a weird way, I think that game just made me a little more optimistic. I think they do have the ability to win in a shootout. I think that kind of goes without saying with Josh Allen. You don't need to prove that year after year. It'd be nice. I hope they do it in this next stretch of hard games. But just sort of the optimism there. And, my last point being you need the receivers, obviously, and their health is paramount, Coleman and Cooper. Burrow doesn't do that without a Ja'Marr Chase last night. So, I think for a lot of Bills fans, look, you got to be able to score 30 points a game down the stretch. And, the run defense, whatever. The reality is you're facing these other offenses that can put up 30 points pretty much regardless of who's on the other side of the ball. Thanks, guys. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, thanks, Noah. It's about keeping up, right? And I guess there's a point to be made about, again, like we sometimes expect these Bills shootouts. What's the highest combined number for them?
On the year, would it probably be last week, wouldn't it?
57.
It was actually exactly 57 against Jacksonville.
Yeah.
47-10. Week one was 62.
Okay.
Against Arizona. Yeah. 34-28.
I just feel like we know a little better than... It's not that they can't play those kind of games. They have, and they do. But when they get together with a team like that, both teams are very likely to play bend but don't break, right? Yeah. The Bills do that by design. They've played cover two forever, or whatever their variations are. But the Bills have played a nothing over the top, no explosive plays, no pass plays of 20 yards or more. We're going to keep everything in front of us. The Bills do that. And that's what teams do to Josh Allen. So you have two defenses playing kind of careful, and that leads to fewer 80-yard touchdowns. I mean, there were so many explosive plays in that game last night. And Bills games, I just don't feel like they have the same number. So it's not that they can't play that same game. It's just that a Bills shootout is more like the Miami shootout that we just saw last week. Or it's more like, is that the only one they played this year?
I'm looking.
I guess Arizona, you could.
You know what I'm trying to find right now? I'm trying to find the last Bills game where both teams scored 30 points on offense. That's what happened last night, right?
Yeah, is that?
When's the last time? It might be 13 seconds.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking through. Last year, they were ready to do it with the Dolphins. Right? That game started as a shootout.
Yeah, and then
the Bills were ready for it.
Slowed down.
The Dolphins slowed down.
And that's kind of a testament to McDermott. Like,
it is 13 seconds. The last time the Bills played a game where both offenses scored 30 points was 13 seconds. Yeah.
How many times have they scored for 30?
A bunch.
And how many times have their opponents scored 30?
Much less. Also, I'm being a little selective here because they did play a 34-31 playoff game against Miami, but Miami had a defensive touchdown in that game.
Right, right.
So,
803-0550, we'll get a break in. 1-888-550-2550. It is Football Friday. It'll be Bills and Colts Sunday at 1 o'clock. Football Friday brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Yeah, maturing and understanding the offense is number one. Making a conscious effort not to not throw interceptions, but to make the decisions with the football and where I'm throwing it. And honestly, like, I've thrown a couple and they've just dropped them. So I understand that piece too, that sometimes it goes your way and it's gone our way a couple times.
Are we still thinking about running people over when we have to? That whole thing, are we getting too old now? We getting too old?
Depending on the week. I think body feels good enough to do it this week, if need be.
All right. Josh Allen's going to run somebody over this week. You know he's talking about interceptions and not touchdown passes when he says they're dropping some of them. He wouldn't say that about his own players. But defenders? Yeah, he dropped that. That was a pick.
Mm-hmm.
You dropped it. So how do we find what we're looking for here? You just went through how rushing yards are up.
So, yeah, yesterday, Brian McCarthy, the works for the NFL PR guy, he tweeted out some trends in the league so far this season.
Okay.
How scoring is actually back up. So, compared to the last 2 years at least, scoring's back up. One thing, I thought the most interesting thing, though, of trends that he broke down, like how passer rating is up, completion percentage is up, 245.1 rushing yards per game in the NFL this year. Mm-hmm. Between both teams, 245 rushing yards per game. You're getting by an average NFL game. That's the most through week 9 since 1990.
Wow.
Most in 34 years.
all those rushing yards. Must be all the running backs. Nope. It's because quarterbacks run. Quarterbacks run all the time now. Let me give you rushing yards per game from the top quarterbacks in the league. Who just played? Lamar and Burrow.
Yep.
They combine for rushing yards per game, 65. Who else you want? Give me a matchup. Give me any matchup in the NFL. I'll tell you what rushing yards per game the quarterbacks would be expected to put up. By the way, Josh Allen's so far down on this list right now.
Allen is being outpaced by like 10 guys maybe.
Brock Purdy has more rushing yards per game than Josh Allen this year. But the two of them, it's 50 yards. Niners, you should expect 50 rushing yards from your quarterback. Give me another one. Who do you want? You want Eagles and Patriots. How many rushing yards should I expect? Answer, 81 quarterback rushing yards. Average. Baltimore, Washington,
sure.
104 rushing yards you should expect from your quarterbacks. So it's kind of funny. I remember week two. Oh, running the ball is back. It's not back. Some teams still do it well, and it's important. But what's really there is quarterback rushing yards are off the charts. How many teams would have a quarterback that you would say is a running threat? Let's go through them.
Oh, man, it's
Baltimore,
almost all of them.
Now, Washington, New England, Indianapolis, before they benched him, Philly, Arizona, Pittsburgh, before they benched him, Green Bay, he's on the bench, Denver, Chicago, the Giants, the Niners, the Bills. Does Baker Mayfield count?
He's been running a lot this year.
Trevor Lawrence had two rushing touchdowns last week. So you've got like 15 reasonably good runners of the football. And on yards per carry, the league-wide yards per carry, I think is, that was in the tweet you said, it was like
4.49. That's the second highest average through week 9 in history, only trailing 2022.
Yeah, that's going to be because of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, 8.1 yards per carry. Will Levis is at 6.6. He doesn't even run that much. So I just think, before you just say, oh, running the ball is back, it's where it was probably. Not bad. It might have a slight uptick, but I'm telling you that 15% of that is coming from the running of the quarterbacks.
I think more of it's the quarterbacks. I think probably a little bit of it is teams are running the ball more this year.
Yes.
Like neutral pass rates are down across the board. The Bills have actually gone down in their pass rate, and their rank in the league has not. It's actually gone up from last year. Last year, I think they were 11th when Joe Brady was the coordinator, and this year, they're 9th. So almost the same. But their run rate has gone up. But it doesn't matter because the rest of the league, it's gone up more. But not to an insane degree where that would make up, oh, this is the most rushing in the league for 34 years. I think it is more the quarterbacks.
Paul in Indy. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Listen to you guys. I know you guys were talking about the tailgating down here earlier, and I just, you know, it's more spread out because, you know, stadium's obviously downtown, so it's nothing like Buffalo. You know, where you got, you know, the private lots and the lots around the stadium. It's more, they have lots, but they're kind of spread out everywhere. It's really not great. But the weather's not supposed to be great here on Sunday, I guess, Sunday morning. But I just wanted to touch base. You guys were talking about the last time the Bills played the Colts here. I was there, and it sucked because, you know, Allen was hurt. So it was Derek Anderson. We had great seats. My son and I went and had unbelievable seats, but you know they got drilled. So wasn't a good time. But how's the stadium?
Yeah, that stadium to me was always like, as we were discussing what kind of stadium the Bills would have. We know they're gonna, of course, not have a roof. But I always thought Indy was a good model.
Yeah, Indy's great. I've sat it when you're up high, you're up really high. Like in Buffalo, you know, you're up in the upper deck there, but it's, you know, you're not like super high up, but here it's, you are really high up, you know? It's a great stadium, obviously, you know, I mean, I think you guys were talking about earlier with Chris, I think it was with Chris, but you were saying that, you know, that this, it's not open very much. I mean, I think they've opened it like 3 or 4 times here in the last like 5 or 6 years or something, you know? I mean, you know, even when the weather's great, they don't want to open it up. So I think they want the noise factor, you know, for opposing teams coming in. So, But, you know, it's a great stadium, you know. It's kind of amazing. It's been here, I think it's been here, when Manning was playing. So it's probably going on 20 years already. So, but, looking forward to going to the game. I got family coming in. I think it's going to be a Bills takeover. So, you know, there was last time they were here, there was a lot of Bills fans, but they weren't very good then, obviously. Yeah. You know, but now they're really good. So it's going to be a different story.
Thanks, Paul. Enjoy the game.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. I've only driven through Indianapolis. I've never – it's less than a layover.
Yeah.
Layover, you stand on the ground, sit still. I've only driven through Indy. That's it.
It's called the house that Manning built, isn't it? Isn't it the nickname of the stadium?
Probably. Makes sense.
It really does look like a big barn.
Yeah.
Also, they have so many – Have they had a Super Bowl?
There? No.
They've had Final Fours, right?
Yep.
They've had...
Bowl games,
sure, okay. They've not had a Super Bowl? Too small market. Midwest in the winter, probably. I've got some rushing yard numbers for you on quarterbacks.
Okay.
Just last year versus this year. This year, there have been 6,074 rushing yards in 2024 from quarterbacks. Last year, 5,120. So you've had like a 16% increase. Just from last year, let alone if I looked from 10 years ago, I bet there's probably like a 60% increase.
Right.
So it has gone up. The quarterback rushing numbers have gone up a lot.
It's probably the new normal.
Yeah, probably.
Quarterbacks will always be able to move like this and extend drives like this.
You just like how much it's tough to commit to a quarterback these days that doesn't do that, I think.
Well, Chris Brown said it best when I asked him a little over an hour ago, you know, should Bills fans be happy that Richardson's out and Flacco's in? And while Flacco is a better passer, what Chris said was, they're going to know where Joe Flacco is on every play.
Right.
He's not going to go anywhere. He's going to be right there. So think about the ways your defense, hey, be careful if he breaks contain, if he does this. And you got to basically have everybody drill on what to do if Richardson were to break contain. Even if you think he's not that good of a quarterback, when he rolls right, we got to be looking for this and this and this. None of that. It's all gone. The way your defense can play against a Joe Flacco defense is obviously, you know, much different. Indy hosted the Super Bowl in 2012, I guess I see.
Oh, okay.
Who played in that one?
2012 Super Bowl.
Oh, that's Indy. That's Giants Patriots.
The second one? Was in Indianapolis?
If the second one was 2012.
That would have been, the first one was 08.
Yeah.
Okay.
Indy.
Manningham.
Yes.
Mario Manningham.
Patriots had a 10-9 lead. The Giants went up 9-0 in that game.
You know, shout out to the NFC East for keeping Tom Brady from having 10 Super Bowls.
Stopped them three times?
No, I mean, would it even be a difference? I don't know. What game does he have this week?
He has Bucks and 49ers.
Okay, we'll be
so Brady
not watching
0 for 3 against the NFC East. He beat
He beat McNabb.
Against the NFC West, he would have beaten Seattle and the Rams.
Yep.
Are there any NFC South? Beat Atlanta.
Yeah, and that's it. And then he beat the AFC West.
No, the NFC North's all that's left, and there's nobody there.
He beat the AFC West, though, in a Super Bowl.
Oh, right, he beat the Chiefs.
We forgot he beat Mahomes.
That's right.
Which, you know, I'm sure it will come up in 8 years when people are debating who the best of all time is, and Brady will have him head-to-head. Brady will have a head-to-head Super Bowl win at 44 over Patrick Mahomes.
It'll come up at the Super Bowl this year. No, it's on CBS. Never mind. Maybe next year.
You're just predicting the Chiefs are going to be in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, when as soon as he gets the Super Bowl, I'm sure he'll bring it up. All right, Extendo Sports, and then we're off to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is Football Friday, brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way.
Breaking sports news airs first here, guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Dog of the day.
Want to guess the dog of the day for Calgary?
Dog of the day, Calgary.
Guess the ingredients, and then I'll give you the name and see if you want to change it.
fire grilled or some version of that, like some flame grilled, flame broiled, flamed with bits of Canadian bacon.
Okay.
Candied bacon.
Mm-hmm. Candied bacon. Ooh.
Wait, am I about to come up with a better dog? No.
Maybe.
Flame broiled dog. Candied bacon.
This one, I like this one.
Calgary food.
Nothing would come off the top of my head.
No?
Also, a player could also be. I'm not giving this away, but like the Theo Fleury.
I found something called Saskatoon berries. Let's put those on it.
Okay. We're shipping in some Saskatoon berries.
Maybe a
in November.
Maybe a all beef, flame broiled all beef dog.
Okay.
With beef crumble. And some
beef
sort of
and beef crumble,
yeah, like with an aioli.
Okay, just, double beef.
I'm just like throwing words at you here.
This is just, I've got berries, I've got candied bacon, I've got beef and crumbled beef.
Yeah, crumbled beef on the beef,
and it's a beef dog.
Yeah, what's the name of the dog?
It's the Stampede. And I will give you that the word flame does not appear in the description, but the word smoke does.
Okay, smoked hot dog.
Want it?
Yeah.
The Stampede, foot-long hot dog topped, it's pretty simple, topped with pulled pork and smokestack cheesy corn.
Whoa.
Smokestack cheesy corn and pulled pork.
Is smokestack cheesy corn a thing?
I did look it up, and apparently it is, because you get a bunch of recipes when you look
it
up.
Oh, man, that looks good.
It looks amazing. I don't think I've ever had it, but...
Do you want to know a fun fact?
Potentially a Calgary delicacy? I don't even know.
So smoke. Corn, just corn as a concept. My wife found this one dish once in like the New York Times recipe thing,
yeah,
where you make pasta and instead of Alfredo sauce or instead of red sauce or you make a corn puree.
Okay.
And it's like creamy corn pasta.
Yep.
And it's like a death row meal for me. Like a deathbed, like last meal on earth. It's that good. Creamy corn pasta.
My favorite
dish. Corn's versatile.
It's the only dish I can make for Thanksgiving. I'm making it actually for a Friendsgiving this weekend. Corn pudding. Amazing. Corn, cream, flour, eggs, sugar. Bam. Cinnamon on top. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You can just eat a bowl of it. It's usually half my Thanksgiving plate.
Is this pudding?
It's corn pudding.
Pudding.
It's kind of like corn. It's kind of like pudding. If you have a sweet tooth, you'll love it.
Sean McDermott at 10:45. That's a scheduled time for the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We're back Monday. Of course, Bills game day will be on the air as well. 8 o'clock on Sunday as the Bills get ready for the Colts. Enjoy your weekend, and go Sabres.